So you're listening to The Link. My name is Mark Montgomery. The infamous Toronto neighborhood Jane and Finch made the news again last week when a 27-year-old rapper, Andrew Stewart, who went by the stage name KD, was shot dead there. But Paul Nguyen wants his neighborhood to also make the headlines for the positive activities in the community. And so in 2004, he founded a community website, janefinch.com, to provide a forum for precisely that and to fight the negative image that the Jane Finch area gets. And Paul Nguyen joins me now from our Toronto studios. Paul Nguyen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well. Just for those who don't know the area, just describe it physically. What does it look like if you're sort of standing in the middle of it and sort of we're looking around you 360 degrees?
Well, if you're standing right at the intersection of Jane and Finch, it's not as spectacular as it sounds. There's just a lot of high-rises, just malls, shopping plazas, and a lot of apartment complexes and homes.
So it's fairly dense a neighborhood, right?
Very, very dense. Because of all the buildings and the people, it's a lot of people in a really confined area. Basically, a few square kilometers, you have almost 80,000 people.
And it's not exactly what one would refer to as the high-rent district either.
No, it's a low-income neighborhood. It's a lot of immigrants and ethnic minorities and people who want to get their first start in Canada. They usually come to Jane and Finch first.
So why does it have such a bad reputation?
Well, because we have a lot of incidents in the area. I mean, there's some violence and, you know, gangs and drugs. It's because it's a poor neighborhood and people are struggling and, you know, there's, you know, high rates of incidents of those nature.
And you started the website janefinch.com back in 2004 to fight a lot of stereotypes about the neighborhood, the violence and the gangs and so on. How are you doing that?
Well, I mean, because Jane and Finch has been in the media so many times, and you always hear about the unfortunate incidents. So I decided to create a kind of like a media outlet on my own. And basically, what we try to do is promote the positive things that don't normally get heard in the media.
And what happens when you have a situation like this killing of the rapper KD? What role does janefinch.com play in that?
Well, we have to just, you know, stay the course and just keep on promoting the positive things. I mean, with KD's death, it's actually down the street from where I live. And the unfortunate thing is people in the community, you know, they're usually not fazed by these kind of things because it happened so many times in the past, these kind of incidents. So people are kind of, you know, they just got desensitized. And, you know, I'm hoping one day that, you know, people in Jane Finch can, you know, be proud and say where they're from and you know, not have all these negative associations connected to it.
Has the image of Jane Finch changed since you've launched the website?
Well, I think, I mean, because these recurring incidents, you know, it just kind of brings us back to, you know, zero. But I think with the website and because it's online and a lot of, you know, the next generation of people are using social media and the internet, and that is, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say it would, you know, changed, you know, the reputation, but it has helped that, you know, that helped people understand that there are more things happening, more positive things. And I guess, you know, people around the world can understand that Jane Finch, you know, there's a lot of positive aspects to it.
Do you get discouraged when something like this happens?
Yeah, every time you hear in the news, someone in Jane Finch gunned down or there's a shooting or a mugging or this and that, it's just like, you know, damn, that's what I think.
What difference do you think the website has made then?
Well, because the website, it's in cyberspace, anyone around the world can access it, and we have a whole library of information, videos, news clips. You know, we cover positive events like, you know, peace walks, photo exhibits, all kinds of things. So I'm hoping that people, when they come to the website, they'll see that, wow, there's a lot of activity, a lot of positive activity happening in the area.
Has the mainstream media, I mean, one of the things you started this was because you wanted to promote the positive things that are happening there, as you know, because the media tends to focus on the sensational stuff. Has the media picked up on some of the things that you've been trying to promote?
Yeah, the media has been pretty good in that aspect, especially the CBC and Radio Canada. And I try to get the positive stories out there, and usually you guys are more than willing to help share the story. So I'm really grateful for that.
Who mostly visits your website?
Well, people actually assume that it's residents that visit the website, but I think, according to my statistics, the majority is actually from outside of Jane Finch, actually, you know, across Canada and even around the world. Because Jane Finch has an international reputation, you know, people from around the world are curious about, you know, what is this area? What's the hype all about? So, you know, they go and Google and they hit up my website and then they see all the good things that we do there.
And what's the reaction like been from residents in the area to the website?
Oh, residents, they love it. I have all kinds of people who contact me who want to be a part of the site. They, you know, they want to contribute or just give back to the community, and they don't know where to begin. So they just, you know, they give me a shout and they're asking, like, how can I help?
Now, you work with JaneFinch.com, obviously, and I should highlight that it's voluntary. And your work there has recently been recognized with an award. You've received the Newcomer Champion Award, given out by the Ontario Ministry of Citizenship and Immigration. So how does it feel to receive an award in the light of events like this tragic shooting?
Well, I hope to use this recognition as an opportunity to, you know, showcase the positive, things about Jane and Finch, and that, you know, maybe we'll hear about a shooting or a death, and, you know, it's very depressing, but at the same time, you know, there'll be positive events that are happening in Jane and Finch, and for, you know, someone, a resident to get, you know, recognized for his website, you know, trying to share the positive stories, you know, I hope it, you know, spreads around and that people, when they hear about the term Jane and Finch, they'll think good things.
How do you manage to do this in terms of getting the information out there and collecting it? I mean, operating a website is time-consuming. So where does your funding come from to help you do this kind of thing?
Well, I have a daytime job. I'm the sole funder. But no, we get a lot of help from volunteers, just dedicated residents who will stop at nothing to just, you know, showcase the neighborhood in a positive way, to share the good stories. And, you know, we have reporters, we have volunteers, photographers, you know, all kinds of people who want to, you know, help the neighborhood and, you know, give it a good start.
What's your hope for the Jane Finch community?
Well, my hope one day is that when people think of Jane Finch, they don't think of it as a foreign place. Because Jane Finch, you know, people are like, do you leave the front door unlocked and things like that? And, you know, I hope that we get to that point that we can leave our, you know, front door unlocked and not worry about incidents. And also people's perceptions, you know, not be embarrassed. You know, when you tell people you're from Jane and Finch, you know, there's always a negative connotation attached to it. But mm-hmm. One day I hope when you say, I'm from Jane and Finch, people will think, oh, wow, you know, and you can be proud of that.
Do you get a sense that in spite of setbacks like this incident, that the tide is slowly turning, that the community is turning itself around a little bit?
Well, yeah, that's, especially with the internet and the next generation of youth, they're doing a lot, you know, to showcase the neighborhood in a positive manner, also contributing. There's a lot of programs in the area, you know, dance, art, all these things are, connecting to people, and people they look at Jane Finch like, wow, there's a lot of things happening there.
Mm. Well, thanks very much for talking to us about this.
Thanks, Mark.
And that is Paul Nguyen. He is the founder of the community website, janefinch.com, and we'll link to that from our website, which is rcinet.ca/thelink.